This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Kelvin, we are hosting the Alex Jones Fourth Hour. What an honour and a privilege here in New Zealand. What is the date?
The date here in New Zealand, because we are your future, is the 13th of November.
13th of January, Friday the 13th.
2020.
Yes, and it is a great honour to be here from New Zealand. We're filling in. This is our first show back for 2023. It's been a massive year. So what we thought we'd get into today is just basically giving you guys a bit of an outline about what's happening here in New Zealand. It's crazy. Like the rest of the world, this globalist agenda is not stopping one bit. We will be bringing you an update on the baby Will story that did go viral in December last year. We hosted the Truthathon as well for that. And we've got some stuff about Jacinda that we want to talk about. And, of course, we want to do a bit of a reflection, Kelvin, of 2022.
And what a year that was, and one we are very happy to forget.
Absolutely. But some great things happened from our point of view here at Counterspin. And there you go. You see Jacinda Ardern with William, Prince William there. She's very much part of this global agenda, the World Economic Forum. She was also with Klaus Schwab. She was a global young leader. Many of you know that she's really rolling out this agenda here in New Zealand, and it's just absolutely shocking what's going on. We wanted to play you a little clip as well before we get going of Dr. McCullough, where he actually names Jacinda Ardern and a number of other people who are at the head of this rollout with COVID and all the vaccines.
But let's name some names when we say they. I think it's fair to say this. So let me throw out a name, and you tell me if they're in or out. How about Klaus Schwab?
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
Klaus Schwab in.
Bill Gates.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
The fatality rate, you know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that.
In.
Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Frankly, conspiracy theories.
In.
Justin Trudeau, Canada.
Let people fall prey to disinformation. And if conservative MPs and others want to start talking about conspiracy theories, well, that's their choice.
In.
President Biden.
Let me say that again. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
In.
Ashish Jha.
I don't know that name.
He's the current White House coronavirus coordinator.
Don't wait. Get your COVID shot. Get your flu shot. That's why God gave you two arms. You can one in each arm if you want.
In.
Anthony Fauci.
So maybe it doesn't work, and they're simply not telling you that.
That's just a typical crazy conspiracy theory.
In.
Robert Califf, head of the FDA.
Right now, the U.S. is a place where there's a lot of work to do to figure out what's happened recently, so tech savvy, and yet life expectancy going backwards.
In.
How about Peter Marks, FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee?
There is a lot of misinformation about the new COVID-19 bivalent vaccines, and this misinformation is dangerous to public health. We know some parents are having a hard time deciding whether to vaccinate their children against COVID-19, but there are considerable risks to not getting your child vaccinated.
In.
How about Dr. Rubin, editor of New England Journal of Medicine?
They seem very safe. They seem very comparable to other vaccines.
There you go. And as you can see, that narrative just gets rolled out all around the country. It's just the same. And it's really important that you guys support platforms like InfoWars. And, you know, we just want to say a big thank you to Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for having us on and for having our channel, Counterspin Media, since November 11th, 2021. It's just been fantastic to get New Zealand out there. It's just, yeah, it's given us a real opportunity to bring our small nation's story to the world. And we just really want to encourage you to get behind the all the great nutraceuticals that they have on offer. The Real Red Pill Plus is back. There's 50% off at the moment, so please check that out. With the dangerous toxins that lie within our water, we know we need to filter out the bacteria, but as you age, you're filtering out.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated, because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
On the InfoWars Fourth Hour here, Counterspin Media, Calvin and Hannah, coming to you from New Zealand. Now, you may have been following what happened last year, 2022, in February. There was a convoy that was very much inspired by the Canadian Truckers Convoy. And what we'd like to do now is actually get the B-roll running, and the convoy came from the North Island all the way to Wellington and from the South Island all the way up to Wellington. They had to cross over. And what you're seeing here now, Calvin, are images from outside Parliament where thousands of people were camped out for 3 weeks.
Tens of thousands of people were cleaning up daily. And there were some, of course, as you can see, who decided to make Parliament grounds their own because it is. And they decided it was time to send a message to government to state that we're not going to take it anymore. In fact, they played that song quite a lot. This here, within a 10-day period, there was a fully functioning town. It had everything. It had supply lines. It had medical. It had daycare for children. It had everything you could possibly want in a town environment. Unfortunately, the government didn't like the fact that we were camping on their lawn and decided to send over 800 police officers in to quash it. Now, a lot of violence was seen. We were reporting live throughout, and we were bringing these scenes to the public, unfiltered by the mainstream lens. And as you can see there's a lot of brutality going on. In fact, people had broken sternums, they had fractured skulls, broken bones, many were pepper sprayed and gassed. And this is all because, and it was a very peaceful protest. On the last day only did we have people that were not part of that protest turn up to cause a major problem in order to then have them say, see, we were justified in doing what we did. Well, we know this sort of thing happens quite a lot throughout the world in different protests.
And in that first week, Calvin, when, and day three, yeah, now what we're seeing, this is the last day, where fires were started and people were actually saying that there was controlled opposition, agent provocateurs who were starting this mayhem. And it was very much reported in the mainstream media to be like a January 6th, where they were trying to obviously storm into the Capitol, and they were trying to draw the comparison. But in fact, it was completely different. And you see there the lines of police. And like I was going to say, in the first week, protesters held the line against the police for 12 hours. They didn't relent, and so they managed to stay for another 2 to 3 weeks in total. And then this last day was just absolutely devastating. There you go, the pepper spray. They had rubber bullets. It was just absolutely horrific. And for a small nation like New Zealand, we hadn't seen a big convergence on Parliament like this since the 1980s. And it really was such an amazing. And you'll see there. There are brown faces there, but of course the mainstream media was reporting that it was full of white supremacists and Nazis.
Far right. We all seem to be far right. I'm still trying to find where the center is. And if they mean far right by you're absolutely correct, we will take that. But other than that, I have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
And it's just the same playbook around the world. Counterspin was demonized for apparently, you know, causing a lot of the interest in this event. But so many of you saw what was happening in that first week when the first lot of police came in, and you could not do anything except get down there because it was just so horrific. Now, after this whole event, there was so much depression because it was actually such an amazing event. You know, as we said, it was all free. You know, everyone was just working together to hold their ground against the mandates, the government overreach, the tyranny that was coming out in New Zealand. Now, what we did after that is we decided, because people wanted us to carry on, we went on tour around New Zealand. Now, we just want to play you a clip here of the Let's Not Forget tour, where we want to lift everybody's spirits after that depressing moment in Wellington on March the 2nd. Okay, it's Storm's Maiden Full Glory presentation to the people. So she's got her decals on, she's looking amazing, and we're on the bus, and we can't wait to meet the people of Whanganui.
The storm is upon us.
The storm is coming.
We've got Paris, our wonderful driver there at the front. Made the trek down from Tauranga. And we are, of course, in Whanganui.
We are indeed.
And we look forward to meeting all the people.
And we're off.
And here we have the Counterspin bus. The storm is coming.
Here we are.
Yeah, just past that.
There's Dana, our tour manager.
Truth, Courage, Freedom. New Zealand's Media Revolution, Counterspin. How beautiful does it look, team?
All right.
Look at that. The people, by the people. And the way is reversing in. That is stunning.
We're live streaming here from Whanganui. We're just about to go have a quick change. We'll see you soon.
Look forward to it, guys. See you in there.
And Calvin, how did you find that tour?
It was an amazing tour, actually. We got to see all parts of the country, and we got to hear everybody's stories. In fact, we took the show to them. We gave them the mic so they could get everything that they had locked up inside out. We asked polling questions at every event. How many people know those who have been injured by this jab? I refuse to call it a vaccine because it is not. It is a jab. It's a weapon that's causing a lot of carnage, certainly here in New Zealand. Dr. Guy Hatchard, who will be on with us in the next segment, will attest to that and bring the actual stats to bear to show you exactly what's happening here. I think you'll have the same thing in the US and in other parts of the Western world.
Yeah, and we had a lot of people also sharing their experiences from down in Wellington, either the police brutality or their amazing uplifting experiences down there. It was really because New Zealand was smashed after the Wellington protests ended in such a violent way, because we have 120 politicians here in New Zealand at the Beehive, and not one single one of them came out to talk to the protesters and see what they were about. The mainstream media was absolutely silencing the voices of the people, and they were twisting the narrative and made it and demonised the protesters. So
we have 120 parasites here in New Zealand leeching off the people.
Yes, exactly. So that was part of the tour, and people really loved it. And like Calvin said, we did a lot of stories, but what we want to tell you now is that we were actually arrested, and they stole the footage that we got on that tour. Now, this happened after a documentary came out called Fire and Fury. Now, we have a little clip of that was made by mainstream media here in New Zealand.
And in 2021, ALP launched Counterspin Media.
We must hold the line. We are in a war. It's an information war.
A far-right online TV channel running at that stage on the platform of former Trump campaign chief, Steve Bannon.
Are you prepared to give it up and let these elites take it and just give it away? That's the power that elected Donald Trump.
Bannon believes the 2020 U.S. election was stolen and calls mainstream media the opposition.
And all the mainstream media hailed as the great podium of truth, I call it bull****.
has turned out to be complete, utterly false, fake, phony liars. Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
This is about identity making and meaning making to claim a space of leadership, a claim of space of importance.
So if the military command is watching this, and I guarantee you they will be...
Counterspin live streamed throughout the Wellington occupation, with ALP repeatedly calling for an overthrow of the government, including a military coup.
We'll be happy for it to be in your safe hands. Because the criminals that occupy Parasite Palace, laughingly called the Beehive, need to be gone.
Fellow Counterspin presenter Hannah Spearer is Calvin Elp's partner. She describes herself as an anti-feminist and a patriot.
To resist, of course, this tyrannical government, which is not going to stop. It's a system, of course, as we all know, just going around the globe. And, you know, at this point, it's slavery versus freedom.
And that was absolutely atrocious there, Calvin, trying to slander you and trying to say that you were actually trying to instigate some sort of overthrow. It's absolutely false.
On the other side of the break, when we come back, we'll have Dr. Guy Hatchard, but we'll explain a little.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, get a smart water softener and lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To the fourth hour on the Alex Jones Show, hosted by Hannah and Calvin from Counterspin. We are going to bring Guy Hatchard on shortly, but before we do that, we just wanted to explain from that previous segment what happened to Calvin after that Fire and Fury documentary aired 10 days later.
10 days later, we were arrested on August 25th last year. We've had three court appearances so far. The arrest was for sharing a link to a foreign website, a UK investigative documentary that was going on into the incident that we had here in Christchurch, March 15th, 2019. Apparently, they don't like questions being asked. They don't like real investigative journalism that's saying, hey, your official narrative stinks. We can got more holes than Swiss cheese. And in true fashion, we're holding the line. We're not taking our foot off the gas, and we are going to push back on that.
Yes, Calvin, and that link was actually posted way back in February, and it took them over 6 months to actually get their case sorted. They didn't give us a takedown order. They didn't ask us to remove the link or review anything that we had done. We didn't actually post any...
Here's the kicker. It was made objectionable after it was posted.
Yes, and that is very interesting, and we haven't shared any footage of the live stream that the shooter put out, Brenton Tarrant, because, of course, that was deemed objectionable, and also the manifesto. So we haven't done anything like that, and yet still we are facing 14 years in jail. And if you would like to help us out, counterspin@media.com, our legal fees are starting to mount up. So like everywhere, if you're telling the truth, they come after you. And just before we bring Guy on now, we also want to give you a quick update on baby Will. Many of you will have been following that story last year.
His Will did an amazing job getting that global.
They absolutely did. And, of course, baby Will simply needed life-saving heart surgery, and his parents wanted the unvaccinated blood. And here in New Zealand, the New Zealand Blood Donor Organisation would not allow the over 20 donors that the family already had lined up to give him the blood. They would not allow that to happen. So baby Will is doing very well. He went home just before Christmas. He's recovering at home. He's still getting help with his feeding through the tube, but his parents are very happy, and it's all very good at this point.
So, of course, everyone knows the various state actors took their parents to court to take guardianship to make that operation happen. We hear that there is suspicion that unjabbed blood was actually used. We will be able to confirm that shortly. But my problem is the court case precedent still set, and that's what I do not like.
That's right, and we now don't have a right to unjabbed blood. And we're going to bring Guy Hatchard on now to talk about this very thing, the vaccines, and exactly what's happening here in New Zealand. Yeah, they aren't a vaccine. Now, if you don't know Guy Hatchard, and our US audience probably doesn't, Guy is... he's an international advocate for food safety and natural medicines. He received his undergraduate degree in logic and theoretical physics. He was formerly a senior manager at Genetic ID, a global food safety testing and certification laboratory. Welcome to the show, Guy.
Welcome. Good to be here. Good to be here with your global audience. And we're here in New Zealand. We're in a situation, as many other countries are, where we have excess all-cause deaths. We have very few deaths from COVID. And what we're seeing is that the more injections that you have, the more susceptible you are to serious illness and death if you catch COVID. And we're... I know that this is familiar to viewers. We're seeing it all over the world. We are in a unique position here in New Zealand because we had a whole year when we didn't have any COVID, but we had the vaccinations. And so you can't blame the excess deaths on the COVID itself, because what we saw was that as the number of vaccinations increased, so did the rate of deaths. So we're kind of sitting back from this now, and we're thinking, well, what can we do about this? What do we face in the future? And the key point that I want to contribute this morning is the fact that what has happened is that we've seen that biotechnology is essentially very, very dangerous. So we've launched a global campaign, we're calling it GLOBE, a campaign for global legislation to outlaw biotechnology experimentation. And I want to show you how this works. If we can have the slide that I have on the physiology as a whole.
Yes, that should be image 6, approximately, the physiology image. And that's your VAX image. We've got the VAX stats up there, first guy.
That's the VAX image, which basically shows in the dark green that as far as COVID deaths are concerned, 53% in October were boosted, and they accounted for 71% of the deaths. And you can see from the green bar getting bigger and bigger that the situation is getting worse and worse. So let's move on to the next slide.
That should be image 7. Yeah, there you go.
This is, I think, absolutely critical to the whole issue that has come up. You know, what has happened now is that medical interventions are now the leading cause of death in the world. And that's what COVID has done for us. That's what COVID vaccination has done for us. We know COVID comes from a lab, and we know the vaccination interferes with the way our DNA works. How does it do that? Well, in this diagram, you can see that the DNA is the controlling center of intelligence in the physiology, and the interface at the bottom of the chart between DNA and the rest of the physiology, all the macromolecules, the cells, tissues, organs, and organ systems, the interface is the RNA. The RNA is what transfers information from the DNA and controls the way the body works. So mRNA vaccination changes the way that the RNA works. And that's why we're seeing such a huge range of side effects in the liver, in the kidneys, in the brain, neurological systems, in the heart, the circulatory systems, and so on. So this is absolutely dangerous technology. And so that's why we launched this campaign for global legislation outlawing biotechnology experimentation. And the center for that is our site, globe.global. So we're launching this from New Zealand, and we're reaching out all across the world to basically say we have a system that is a biotechnology system that is really affecting our health in every area of our health. It's unbelievable. People knew about this. People in biotechnology, I've worked in biotechnology, people knew that it was dangerous, but they went ahead with commercial pressures. It's undermining.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're going to do, Guy, is we're going to just cut to the break shortly. And what we're going to do when we come back is, because people are losing so much faith now in Big Pharma, we're going to talk about how the New Zealand government is shutting down natural herbs and natural medicines and actually going to take away our birthright to actually heal our families and heal our bodies with everything that God provided on this earth. And it's also been taken over by Big Pharma. Thanks.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, to fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now, we are continuing our chat with Dr. Guy Hatchard because it's really important that we understand what's happening here in New Zealand. We have the Therapeutic Products Bill that was tabled to the New Zealand Parliament last year on the 30th of November, and it's been through its first reading right before Christmas on the 14th of December when everyone was getting ready to wind down for the summer down here, down under. And, of course, it will go through for a second reading, and submissions are due by the 15th of February here in New Zealand. So, Dr. Guy, please can you tell us why people need to be aware of the therapeutics bill and what are the problems with it?
The therapeutics products bill is an enabling bill. An enabling bill appoints a regulator, and it says this regulator can do virtually whatever he wants to control our natural products and supplements and so on. So it's a blank check. And what are exactly are they going to do? Well, the thrust of the bill is that the government wishes to control herbs, which are actually foods, by classing them as therapeutic products. And so anything that can benefit health can be classed as a benefit, as a therapeutic project. And as we know, most foods benefit health. And then they want to control the use of these and introduce synthetics. So here's a list of an extract from a list of 300 herbs which the Ministry of Health here wishes to control. And you can see there are some things that are very familiar to us. Coconut, tea leaf, cardamom, mustard. These are all common foods, actually, but the government wishes to classify them as therapeutic products. And amazing, absolutely amazing. At the same time, in the same list, it's actually a list of 5,000 ingredients. There are 3,000 synthetics which the government wants to introduce. So, you know, for example, eggplant. Why are we controlling eggplant? Well, eggplant has some compounds in it which are similar to steroids, and so they're beneficial in some particular way for the health. Our body knows how to absorb them because they're based on DNA, and we are based on DNA. But in therapeutic products, the government would rather like to kowtow to the pharmaceutical industry and control the use of these in any supplements. The same thing is happening in the USA. The Biden administration has just called for all supplement and natural products manufacturers to register with the FDA. So this is coming, and it's being driven by the International Coalition of Medicines Regulatory Authorities, which is a non-governmental organization largely funded by the pharmaceutical industry, which operates a database which is locked in to all the medicine regulatory authorities in countries around the world. So where's the government getting these ideas from? They're simply being fed in directly through information held in databases. And in that way, they want to regulate our whole food supply. It's a remarkable endeavor.
So basically what they're doing is they're taking something natural like our own physiology that knows how to heal itself. Everything that was God-given on the earth, because I've always said that there's something natural for every ailment, both known and as yet to be known to man. And our bodies are very well-designed machines for that, in that respect. So these people basically want to take away all the goodness, replace it with all their rubbish, and turn you into a medical junkie. Would that be right?
It's already happening. I mean, if you look at your labels in your supermarket, you might buy some vanilla ice cream, for example, and you look and it says it has natural vanilla flavor. Well, that's actually not coming from the vanilla plant. It's coming from a biotechnology vat. If it was vanilla, it would have to say natural vanilla extract, real vanilla. This is happening across the board. All these synthetics are coming in, and they're not the same as their natural counterparts. Our body is not necessarily adjusted to them. And what we're looking here is, you know, there are very few things left, and you know this, that we have control over these days. The government wants to control everything. We have our consciousness, we have our experience, we have our behavior, and we also have our food. And now they want to take that food away from us and change basically what has been the subject of millions of years of evolution. We have a codependent relationship with our sources of food, DNA. We're all part of the biological.
Can I just cut in here and say, how does that fit in with the Codex Alimentarius and what overarching organizations are doing, like the United Nations, and how are they trying to, yeah, basically get control of everything through the government policies?
There are many initiatives here. There was a time when people were publishing rules and people were signing up for rules. This is how we're going to manage health, or this is how we're going to do this. This is this agreement. But now it's done directly through information. All these interlocking databases. So you have that Codex Alimentarius, which was a push to regulate our food supply and our medical system. But it's gone way beyond that. Now, we have private operators in the global space between countries who are basically locked into government databases. And when a minister is deciding on a policy or a new law, he's simply fed a sheet of this is how it's done. And this is exactly what's happening here in New Zealand now. This is the third attempt to get this through. There have been big pushback from the population because, of course, 50% of people take natural products. But the government now is girding its loins and saying, we're going to do this like Hitler did it, basically. We're just going to pass a law that says this chap can tell everybody what to do. So
the other really concerning thing, Guy, is that this bill will implement the need for any natural practitioner to have a sponsor. Now, can you just elaborate on that? Because that is not actually a government-trained person. It's just somebody who has a good reputable standing in the community. And they are basically going to become a spy for anybody who wants to, have a natural practice or have natural therapies.
Yeah, government will be looking over our shoulder. Pretty soon it'll be looking over our shoulder when we have our lunch. That's the extent of it. It's an impossible task. There are 100,000 plants. They need an army of people to regulate 100,000 plants and control everybody. And it'll be prohibitively costly. In fact, the estimated cost of it runs into hundreds of millions to put this kind of system in place. And the easy part of them is we'll just ban this and we'll ban that and we'll tell them they can't do this. That's the kind of what we'll end up with. And we're seeing this in countries all over the world.
Because they control the borders, they're going to decide what comes in and what comes out anyway, things we can't get here on our own. I've always maintained from the start we do not have a health system. We have an illness maintenance system. There is no profit in curing people or keeping them healthy.
Yeah, as we said in the last segment, now medical intervention is the leading cause of death in the world. And it used to be the third leading cause of death, but now it's sort of slotted up to number one. The more of this kind of synthetic biotechnology that comes in, the worse our health becomes. We have to get back to basics, really, absolutely, in food. DNA. Food based on DNA.
Important.
Grows in the garden.
That people get back to basics in terms of how they talk to their politicians and MPs. Emails are not working. These petitions aren't working. People need to get on the phone to their local MP. They need to get into their office and actually go and have boots on the ground and talk to these people directly and tell them you do not stand by this and you want to maintain your birthright to natural remedies. So Guy Hatchard, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciated you being on with us for the fourth hour on the Alex Jones Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
With us in the previous segment, you can check him out at thehatchardreport.com. And it's just so happens that here at InfoWars, you can go and get so many therapeutics and supplements. The Real Red Pill Plus is back, of course, and that is 50% off. So many great ingredients, vitamin K, B6, B12. Beetroot, and it's a natural energy boosting blend with caffeine, and it's got green tea extract, herba mate leaf extract, and so much more. It supports you with healthy aging, hormone production, endocrine health, and mental sharpness. So please go and check out InfoWarsStore.com before, you know, these things are totally outlawed and you become a criminal just for actually wanting to look after your health naturally. Calvin, what are we doing in this last final segment here?
Okay, we're going to have a talk about what's really happening in this country. And please sing along if you know this tune. You're probably getting it in your country as well. Let's look at some of the gifts that the New Zealand government just keeps giving and bought us in 2022 and, of course, into 2023.
So the first look we want to talk – well, the first thing we want to talk about is the increased gun violence that should be image 9 if we got everything in line in the end. Because, of course, after the Christchurch massacre, the gun laws were heavily changed, weren't they, Calvin?
Immediately. They already had them on standby, ready to go. They just needed a reason to put them in.
And now they've got 23 drive-by shootings in just one single week. And this was actually right after Jacinda Ardern went on her global tour, and she was over in the United States, and she was on the Stephen Colbert show, and she's actually been over there telling the US how they should manage their guns, and I'm sure many of you are very unhappy with that.
Yeah, well, here she is. She comes, she decimates the gun laws here and basically does a buyback scheme. How you can buy something back that you never owned, who knows, but they did anyway. And as a result, increased gun crime, so many ram raids, so many attacks on dairy owners. The violence here has gone through the roof since she came in with her nice, kind gestures and grimacing little face and telling everyone, be kind to each other. Well, they did exactly the opposite.
And, of course, that's basically what the Democrats have done as well. Like in the Democratic states, Calvin, where they have high gun control laws, that the violence and the gun criminals are through the roof. So it's not the good, upstanding citizens that have their gun licenses that are doing these crimes. It's obviously,
well, basically, if a criminal believes that if he breaks into a house, he's going to get shot, he'll think twice and therefore probably not do it unless he's certifiably mad. If he knows that everyone's disarmed, he's got free pickings, isn't he?
That's right. And there is a mainstream story that was going around in New Zealand that the TikTok and the adrenaline rush is actually what is behind a lot of these ram raids here in New Zealand. It's young people. They are ramming cars into, you know, jewelry stores and other stores with high value items. Kind of like what we're seeing in the US, where people are just, you know, these Antifa types that are just basically going into stores, taking what they want, knowing that they won't actually be there won't be serious consequences.
And a lot of the criminal organizations are using young people because they don't actually face criminal charges as adults. So therefore, it's usually just youth court, slap on the hand, and get back home.
Yes. And of course, Calvin, the climate change narrative is rolling out as well. And many of you will have heard last year here in New Zealand that the New Zealand government wants to tax farmers for the flatulence that these cows are emitting. And of course, it is just ridiculous. I think they want to reduce dairy farming by about 14%. We have image 12 there as a headline, the CNN headline. It actually, that story went around the world. And then, of course, we've got these 20-minute cities as well, Calvin. What do you want to say about that?
Discuss. Basically, what's going to happen is think Hunger Games, districting, having to have permission to leave the area, much like we did with the lockdowns, just to get everyone used to being partitioned off from their family and friends. It's just an ongoing thing. It's not about health. It's completely about control. InfoWars and Alex Jones has been pushing this and telling you for years what's coming, and here it is on our doorstep. And yet, because there's so many battlefronts, everyone are fighting different symptoms of this main disease, and the main disease is control of humanity, and transhumanism is their end goal.
Definitely. And another way they've been doing that here in New Zealand, Calvin, is Three Waters, where they are here in New Zealand. We have councils which regulate local areas and local communities, and things like water and other amenities have been administered by our local councils. And now the government is nationalising that even further, and they actually want to take control of that. And what we're seeing also is a division here of based on race, Calvin.
It's an apartheid system where they're trying to say, okay, those that we are calling the native population, you are now going to control all aspects of water. It's not just Three Waters, it's actually five different types of waters. That everything from lakes, rivers, what comes out of your tap, even what falls from the sky.
Sewage.
Sewage, the lot. Only it is not benefiting the average Māori over here at all. It's only the iwis. The iwi elite, which is corporate bodies, which is a crown entity anyway, and anything but name only.
And, of course, that also ties back to the UN with the Indigenous Peoples Act and the legislation around that, where they are literally here in New Zealand dividing our country again on race based on the Treaty of Waitangi Act, 1972.
Because if they can divide us, the Treaty of Waitangi Act, 1975.
I'm sorry.
It basically was a fraud, an absolute fraud. We forensically proved it on the Kalispin episode, but the government doesn't like to acknowledge that because they have an agenda. They have their foot on the gas. They're not taking it off for anyone. All the submissions, all the phone calls, all the protests, no matter what you do, it is coming anyway. There has to be another way around it. And we've been saying, do your own. As Guy said, get back to basics. Get back to local community. Get back to that strong family, because that is what they want to eviscerate.
That's right. And, of course, internationally, the World Economic Forum Davos meetings are happening next week. And you can go and check out their website there and actually go online and watch their streaming coverage. Now, it is really important that people all around the world start watching this and waking themselves up to what is getting rolled out. Because, as you all know, problem, reaction, solution. These people who already are basically the technocratic bureaucrats of the world, Klaus Schwab, unelected officials, already have their solutions in place, which is the smart cities, which is taking away our freedoms, removing the farmers off the land, bringing in the fake food that's grown in the lab, and they will create these disasters, and they will create a living crisis. This is what they're going to be talking about. They will create famine. They will create disease. And our former Prime Minister, Helen Clark, gave a lecture about this 2 years ago, and she said that this is all coming, and it's not by accident. It's all by design.
Engineering and completely destroying your lands. I mean, the 1080 drops. Banned in most countries, but dropped here. Love to poison the food chain, because where does that end up? Into the animals and into you. It's just a constant attack on your body.
Well, and that's another thing with the guns, Cohen. They don't want hunters to be able to go out into the land and actually, go and find some deer or some goat here in New Zealand. So they are poisoning this country, killing off the bird life, all because they're saying they want to control possums. And again, little old New Zealand, a backwater where a lot of these policies are tested. We are the lab rats of the world many times. And we have to also...
With our cousins across the ditch, Australia, of course, they had some of the worst lockdowns. We possibly had the second worst, because we have always been tested on, and if we buy it, they farm it out to the rest of the world. So sorry, guys, it's actually our fault. You guys are getting such tyranny laid at your feet. Over here as well, there's been an attack on our energy independence. Like in the US, funny that, again, if I said, if you notice June singing along, with the Marsden Point shutdown, our only oil refinery. We have enough oil in our Great South Basin alone to be energy independent for centuries. Centuries. We have amazing gas, but they want to regulate it all, make it scarce, or seemingly scarce. Oil is the next biggest liquid on the earth next to water. It's most prevalent next to water. And the earth generates it. So it's not a scarcity. There's no peak oil. It's not going to run out. It's a fabricated lie. So if you want to check out more on that information over here on the Marsden attack, go look at Digging at Marsden and, of course, Operation Good Oil. Both of those groups doing amazing jobs at bringing that subject to life here.
And now, but just before we wrap it up, we want to bring your attention to this New Dawn magazine. It is actually an Australian publication, and that was censored last week off the shelves here in New Zealand, all because they told the story of the strange story of Brenton Tarrant. And he, of course, is the Christchurch shooter. He is in jail.
Three Brenton Tarrants, and the one they've got inside at the moment who pleaded guilty, who is now challenging that guilty leave because they tortured and coerced him, he says. He's got the IQ of a rock.
Yes.
He's like, Christchurch was New Zealand's Port Arthur massacre.
So that is showing you that Whitkill is one of our biggest stationery shops, has taken that off the shelves. But you guys have a right to know the information, so you'll have to find it elsewhere. Now, you may notice this is a new jacket I'm wearing, and I just wanted to give a massive shout out to LonelyLingerie.earth. They are an amazing company, actually, that was very loved by a lot of Hollywood actors, actresses over there in America. And they are a small New Zealand company, and Antifa and Black Lives Matter went after them, and we're going to bring you their story.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.